Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Bent Paddle Brewing Company of Duluth is celebrating the grand opening of their new taproom with music and beer, of course, and lots of art. It's all happening Thursday, April 12th from 5 to 10 p.m. Well, the new Bent Paddle taproom is in the old Enger and Olson furniture building just down the way from the brewery. In the design of the new space, Bent Paddle has invested in local arts and the revitalization of the Lincoln Park Craft District. Their work with local artists and artisans really shows. I spoke with co-founder and vice president of marketing and outreach, Laura Mullen, about the high-profile role that local arts and crafts play in the new taproom.
Yes, we're so excited. We are almost 5 years old here in the Lincoln Park Craft District, which has emerged around us at Bent Paddle. So we found this gorgeous building about a block from the production brewery, and it's called the Inger and Olson Building, like Inger Tower. It's a gorgeous brick and timber frame building, and our new taproom, we wanted to move over, and it's about 5,500 square feet. It's going to have so many different nooks and uses, but we've had this really deep passion for local artists and artisans, and we wanted to integrate that into the new taproom.
So I'm guessing it's more than just a couple pictures on the wall.
Yes. There are a lot of original pieces of art, but we also have handmade local and regional artisan paddles. I believe there's about 10 of those. Tons of visual art from the front entry to the bathroom.
With so many fans of Bent Paddle that there probably hasn't been a shortage of people stepping forward or offering.
People just give us paddles out of the woodwork, which is great. And one artist in particular, Lucas Anderson, he actually made an ink and watercolor piece out of our beer, which is pretty awesome. But beyond that, we really did source, you know, artists that we love locally, and we wanted to, pay them top dollar for their work. And we've really found a great mix of fun art, celebrating the community here in Lincoln Park and the Boundary Waters and Duluth and the North Shore all combined. There's many, many pieces to come explore.
Are there some favorite parts of the taproom merging as this is coming together?
Oh, there's so many. Robert Picorni did a very large painting. It's 8 feet by 5 feet, and that's in the kind of event space area. I mean, that one's just so grand and lovely. We also have a bunch of our staff take some kind of professional and some amateur photography, and the hallway to the bathrooms has a whole Northern Lights theme. And there are 4 pieces of art down that hallway that showcase our actual employees, from brewers to taproom people, their gorgeous photography of the Northern Lights.
There is also some pieces that are special to you.
Yes. All of my business partners, we all love the artist vibe and everything that we're creating, but my father is a painter, and he does it just for fun. I see his pieces all over random people's houses and businesses throughout town. He's been painting forever, but he made a piece especially for the taproom, and I can't wait for people to see his art.
How exciting is this for all the artists involved?
It's beyond visual wall art, so we have many, many makers involved as well. So from businesses we've been using since day one, like Lull and Epicurean, to we have Hemlock Leather right here in our neighborhood in Lincoln Park. She built, along with Duluth Timber Company, these gorgeous chairs that have like leather, sit on the leather part. Frost River is building our booth back pillows, Duluth Pottery as well.
It seems that the energy feeds on itself and in just such a positive way.
You know, we've become immersed in the Lincoln Park Craft District and what that has been growing around us, and that really became the idea behind trying to showcase that, not only about Lincoln Park, but about Duluth as a whole and the artists that are here.
Laura Mullen from Bent Paddle Brewing Company. You can check out the web story at KUMD.org for a slideshow of the new taproom and more details about the artists and artisans involved in the new Bent Paddle taproom. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen with assistance from Brianna Kaiser and Andrew Ressler. Music by Willie Murphy. To listen again, find links to the events or the artist's work, and to subscribe to the podcast, go to KUMD.org. Thanks for listening.